I'm here to present you the project Melon. Melon is the idea of the software is to make the usage of Kinect the simplest as possible for non-technician people, because I don't know if you know it, but a Kinect is a 3D camera available for €130, so very not expensive camera. But to plug it in, to use it as a controller to do anything you want, you need to use OpenAI and this kind of library, all of them open source, but you have to be a programmer. So the idea of Melon is to give a kind of application that is easy to use and easy to configure. So just I mentioned just before, I'm coming from NuMedia also, like Thierry, so we are both colleagues. A bit of history of the project. The project, in fact, did not start as a project on its own, but this happened because of a demand of Mondaneum, who is a museum in Belgium, and that asked us to make an interactive timeline, browsable without any without any mouse or anything, just by moving the hand. So this was the basis of the project. We make it a bit of research, and I found that it was quite interesting for me, because you have a visualization of the buttons that you want to push, and it seems to be very an efficient way to explain to non-technician people how to use a gestural interface. So we did some research. The image here is an image of the grabbed by the Kinect, in which we placed a kind of a box with a spatial filter that allows us to locate the user in the space. And if the user is in the right location, then we say, okay, he can interact with the application. The second thing we did was like KinV did it, to put kind of box in front of the space for people to interact with the graphical interface, the timeline. So to push the buttons, to go back, forward, and this kind of thing. And we ran some tests. So this is a video we did just to show you the system. Coming with my mouse here. Is it? So you see, this is basically how it's working. This was not very, convincing. It was not working very well due to the fact that the box in the space were fixed and didn't adapt to the size of the people, first thing. Second thing, it's really hard when you are in the air to make straight lines. So we define the boxes in 3D, like a simple box. But to stay in the box, it's quite hard. Because naturally, when you move your arm in the space, like to go from left to right, you move not in a straight line, but you move in a portion of circle, let's say. Naturally, you don't make straight lines in the space. So another thing that we noticed during this first phase of test is that the Kinect sensor is very shaky. So it's very hard to have a clear pointer. If I leave my hand here, the point of my hand will move without me moving. So these were two problems we had to solve to make a better, to make possible using the interface. So this is the first idea we came with. Instead of using boxes in the space, let's use a portion of sphere. That's where the name Melon comes from. It's looking like a melon part, and so we attach the sphere to a specific point of on the. Basically, it's the shoulder of the user with the anchor, the origin of the sphere. And then the end moves into the sphere attached to the shoulder. This was the first thing that we managed. So it's this schema show you how we calculate the relative position between 0 and 1 in the portion of sphere. And this is the second attempt, with this system. So we developed all the first stage in Java to go faster. And it just show you how it's working. So it was not so bad, but we had still a huge pointer flickering to solve. The pointer was very shaky. This is it. And 5 minutes? Okay. It's nearly finished. So this is the last version. We finished the project. So the timeline was working, and we had the system that was working also to control the position of the pointer in 2D. During this phase, it seems interesting to me to split the application in both parts. One part would be the analysis part, so the part directly linked to the Kinect, and the other part would be the interface with showing the videos and all this kind of stuff. This ends up into this application, so it's this is the final form of Melon. There you see you have a panel on the left with the different tabs. The first tab is to configure the active area. The active area is the zone where the user have to be active in the space. The second tab, the tab open, it's not really easy to read, but anyway. The second tab is the Melon part, so it's the configuration of each part of the of each segment of sphere. And the third tab is the OSC tab that obviously it's worth nothing if you cannot use this data, the data retrieve anywhere else, so we implement the OSC protocol. So this is the last result. So it's a close-up of a hand of a colleague using the application. And you can see the pointer is quite stable. It can be better, but it's quite stable. Basically, you can use Melon to move a pointer in a 3D space. But it's not, I think, the only application with possible with Melon. This is why I show you the screen. Because you see here you have many active areas. And these active areas can be used in an installation, for instance, like to create an interactive floor with a kind of boxes on it. And when the user go through the space, he activate different active areas. You don't even have to use the melon thing. So there is many ways you can use the system. And last screen is showing you that you can put as many Melon parts on the user. For instance, in this one, I was thinking like a mapping for action game and things like that. So you can kick with your legs, and you have several controls on the left hand that can be used to control many menus, for instance. And this is it.
So any questions for François? I like it. Yes.
So it looked like in the video that when the person was pushing and there was a lot of latency. Do you have
the pointer is moving while the person is pushing?
Yeah. So like she would go like this, and then a second or so later, the pointer would go like that.
It's a problem with the precision of the Kinect. This thing we are working. So we are still developing the system. And we are planning to implement gesture recognition that will filter a bit this kind of thing, because you can use the gesture and not the the each time you push, you have a little cycle effect that can be filtered when you can detect this kind of gestures, for instance. So we are working on better ways to stabilize the pointer still.
So is the delay from processing the data from the Kinect then?
It's not really, in the video I showed you, the delay is, the pointer is directly linked to the interface, but the interface is in HTML5. And so the HTML engine have some the latency come from the WebKit engine, not from the application. So the small effect you saw there is due to the HTML engine.
Okay, a last question.
How many cameras do you use on the installation?
One.
One only. And have you thought about placing different cameras to increase the accuracy of the interaction with the people?
We have colleagues who are working on that. So it's a possible future of the project. The main purpose of this version was to release something already usable for a standard guy. You have only usually one Kinect to use and not many, but we can improve the skeleton accuracy by the number of Kinect, but also we are experimenting now the Ixtion. I don't know if you know this one. Mm-hmm. It's a Nasus camera comparable to the, but it has a better frame rate. So we are trying to increase in this direction also the precision.
Thank you.
Thank you for these questions and thank you for your presentation, François.